Shalom, shalom. Welcome to this episode of Authentic Life Podcast with Grace. I'm so excited you tuned in today. And today we're going to explore the concept of being born to lead and the impact it has on our lives as believers. You see, one thing we must understand, it just don't have impact on our lives. It has impact on those that we serve as well. You see, leadership is a role that many of us take on a various capacity, whether it is in our personal or our professional lives. In this episode of this podcast, we're going to dive into the qualities and the characteristics that make someone born to lead from a biblical perspective. Not from some perspective that someone tried to detour you from the authentic plan of God. You see, each of us have a specific task or mission to fulfill, but yet not everyone is destined to assume a leadership role. You see, throughout the history of the world, there have been generations inspired to guide the course of destiny and purpose. But however, not all were divinely empowered by God for such a commission. And when that happens, it leads to shipwreck outcomes. And all on boards get affected by it. It's crucial for each of us to remain in our designated lane, resisting the temptation that navigate through life with the belief that we can do whatever we want to do. Regardless whether we have received a commission by God, the enemy will try to convince you. Yeah, you can do that. Go on and do it. Yeah. But Jesus, he reminds us in Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 48. He said, everyone whom much was given of him, much will be required. And from him to whom they trust much, they will demand the more. You know, Jonah, he gives us an awesome illustration of this. Here's Jonah on a boat with a great It's a great illustration, stepping into uncharted waters without a divine mandate to do it. You see, the story unfolds that Jonah is a man who is with a distinguished calling and purpose from God. He decided to board a large vessel, a ship or boat, you might say, bound to for a designation contrary to his divine assignment. Other words, I'm going to give my own self assignment. I'm not going to wait and follow the plan of God. And every time we do this, we remove ourselves from the blessing arena. Now, Jonah, he's a prophet and he's chosen. He's commissioned by God to deliver a specific message to a specific people. But however, in a moment of just, I'm not going to do what God said, or misunderstand it, Jonah made this faith, he made this choice that he's going to embark on the journey that is not a part of his commission. How many times have we done it? You see, this decision to board this big boat without a divine mandate, it illustrates the consequence of deriving from the path that God had for us. He laid it out. The will of God for your life has already been decided. So it reminds us, even when faced with uncertainties and discomfort, obedience to one's calling is such an awesome tool. Other words, it's a great commodity. Now Jonah, he's unauthorized, taking a journey, becomes shipwrecked, disrupted not only his personal journey, but all who's affected those around him. It affected everybody on board. You see, we are not commissioned to follow the plan of man, but we are have a mandate to fulfill as and follow the plan of God. You see, this story of Jonah on the boat serves as a timeless lesson about the danger of straying from our God-given mandate. It encourages us, and it also reminds us of the importance of that discerning that our true calling and stay in the boundaries of the purpose set before us. Just like Jonah, detour led to a stormy sea and a journey into a belly of a great fish. You see, our own misguided venture outside of our divine assignment may bring in turbulence and unexpected challenges. You see, when we stay on God's navigated plan, we will encounter success, victory, and an uncommon manifestation of his goodness. So Jonah, the story of Jonah, it literally tells us and display a story of redemption and a second chance. It displayed that even when we sway off course, God's grace and his guidance can bring us back to our intended path. It invites us to consider the consequence of stepping out into the boat of our life, in our lives. That I'm going to decide the boat. I'm going to decide what I do. I'm going to decide that what my mandate is. Stepping on uncharted grounds can be dangerous. Paul reminds us in Acts, the 20th chapter, verse 28. He said, pay attention to yourself and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseer to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. So the call of God, no matter what the will of God is for your life, is precious. It's a precious seed. It is a precious seed. See, leadership refers to the abilities to inspire and motivate others to achieve a common goal. The goal that heaven has already decided. It involves when taking responsibility, guiding others, and making tough decisions. You see, in the biblical context, it leadership goes beyond just leading a team or an organization. It requires embodying the values and the principles of our faith and using them, these qualities, to guide and to inspire others. You see, leadership is not about just you winning. Leadership is about those who sit under your feet. When they have in contact with you, when you have poured the oil of God in your cup on them, they should be better than when you met. Now, let me give you the qualities of a born leader. Number one is integrity. A born leader is someone who has high morals and ethic characteristics. They are known for their honesty, their integrity, and leading by example and setting the bar high for others because they are walking in the spirit of excellence. Number two, a quality of a born leader is a leader has a vision. Leaders are born with a sharp vision and a keen sense of direction. They can see the big picture and inspire others to work towards the common goal. The third qualifications is communication. Effective communication is a crucial trait of a leader. Born leader can articulate their ideas clearly and honestly while listening to others and seeking input. They are not manipulators. They are those who intentionally carry the heart of God as they serve others and serve God. Another quality of a leader, born leader, is perseverance. Storms come. They're not going to shake. They're not going to get to the place wondering what's going to happen. Leadership is not a glamorous role, and it requires perseverance in the face of challenges and setbacks. Born leaders demonstrate strength and dedication and always pushed forward with determination. They're determined that they're going to make this thing work because God is with them. And they know the answers because they know the one who has the answers. The sixth one is accountability. Born leaders take responsibility of their actions and the impact that they can have on others. They know and they own their mistakes and learn from them and always strive to grow and to improve. There's a grace of influencing. There's a grace of flourishing based on applying kingdom principles and walking out kingdom patterns and attracting kingdom promises. The seventh quality is a servant leadership. Our authentic leader is someone who pushed, let me say it like this, that is someone who put their needs of others before their own. They don't come with the attitude, I got to get mine. No, born leaders prioritize serving others and set aside their own desire and ambitions. So accountability plays a crucial role in leadership as it shows that a leader is taking responsibility of their own actions and their impact on others. He said, when leaders are accountable, it fosters trust and openness within the team. As a team member, know that their leader is reliable and they take responsibility if things go wrong. So this promotes a culture of accountability and throughout the team, leading to improved collaboration, productivity, and overall the team dynamics. Now, let me give you some biblical examples of born leaders. We can take Moses. His Moses is widely regarded as one of the greatest leaders of all time. Despite of being raised in the palace, he chose to leave everything behind to lead the Israelites out of slavery. His unwavering faith and courage and determination made him the perfect leader for their journey. And now we can look at David. Now, King David, Israel's second king, is known for his leadership skills, humility, and bravery. He led his men into battle, inspired them with his songs, and ruled with wisdom and justice. And the greatest leader there's none can exceed him. And that's our Messiah, Jesus Christ. Jesus, our Messiah, is the ultimate example of leadership. He led by example, teaching his disciples, past, present, and future, and spread the message of love and compassion and forgiveness. You see, his sacrificial love and the servant leadership continue to inspire us today as we model his patterns, his principles, and carry the heart of God as we lead generation after generation. In conclusion, being a leader and born to lead is a quality that can be found in individuals from all occupations. It involves in having a servant heart, a sharp vision, and the courage to lead others. As we reflect on biblical examples of born leaders, we can find inspiration and encouragement on our journey. Remember, leadership is not about being in a position of authority, but it's about serving others and embodying the values and the principles of our faith. And may we all strive to be born leaders who leave a difference and make a difference that impact nations and part his glory. As we go and serve with a mindset, I am going to please God with this mandate. You're born to do something great for God. Open up your heart and anticipate the Spirit of God to direct you and to awaken you to the authentic will of God for your life. Join us the next time as we continue to explore topics that inspire, challenge, and encourage, and raise the bar. In other words, we endeavor to go deeper, go wider, and go higher in the fulfilling the plan of God. Until then, keep embracing the leader within you. I want to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a comment, and share with your friends and your family. Until the next time, stay inspired and keep leading with purpose. Love you all. God bless you.